Good evening. May I present my wife, Kathy?
Good evening. Tonight, a story about a woman who had everything to live for and yet was unhappy because she wasn't pretty.
The story was written for us by Richard Chandler, who 2 months ago wrote Beirut by Sunrise, an exciting spy story that so many of you liked.
This new effort is called Skin Deep.
Ready, Miss Ray?
Yes, Doctor. Already. Only
what?
Nothing. I'm sick, I know. And you're going to help me. That's sodium pentothal in the hypodermic, isn't it? You're going to cross-examine me while I'm asleep.
Yes, sort of like that. I'll just hold your arm still. Don't think so. Relax. That's it. Now start with 100 and count backwards.
100. 99. 98.
Fine. That's fine.
94. 93. 92. 93.
What comes after 92?
93.
It's nice. Is it? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Tell me, Virginia, what do you do for a living?
Law. I'm a lawyer. I'm an assistant district attorney. I have a good record, best in the office.
Why did you choose law for a profession?
I'm plain. My face. My body. Nothing anyone would look at twice. You're born pretty or you're not. It's no accomplishment. Skin deep, that's all. They don't realize that if you're not pretty, you've got to be smarter than...
Smarter than a pretty one?
You've got to be smart.
Do you like your job?
Yes. Roger Demery, the district attorney, he says I'm good. There aren't many women DAs. My job's important. They notice me. But I'm sick now. I'm sick.
Why are you sick, Virginia?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's all right. All right. You're going to get well, Virginia. As soon as we find out why you're sick. You want to get well, don't you? Good. Now, can you remember when you first began to feel bad?
Yes, I think I can. There was a trial. Felony case, Charles Ackerman, armed robbery. I was sure I'd get a conviction. I build my case as well. Everyone knows that. I work hard. I go to court to win. The defense attorney, Sibley, had won from him before. He's tricky this time. Got some of my evidence thrown out. Hurt my case, and I wasn't sure of the verdict. Jury went out, and for the first time, I wasn't sure.
Hand the verdict up to the bench. Thank you. Jury finds the defendant guilty on all counts. No recommendation for leniency.
Maybe I was hard, but I would have lost if I hadn't been.
And you felt sick.
No. I had a headache. He was guilty. I should have won. There was nothing wrong about it. I know my law. Every case is important. It's all I have.
You weren't sure you'd win, so it made you feel bad.
Just had the headache. I remember I went to my office. There was this next case. District Attorney's Office, Miss Slade.
Mr. Demery, Virginia. Just heard the Ackerman verdict. Congratulations. Good work as usual.
Thanks, D.A. Good fight, and we won.
Oh, I wasn't worried. Not that you on a case. You sound a little tired.
No, I'm fine. Feel great. Why shouldn't I?
Then you're ready for the next one. This Carolyn Rice?
Oh, yes, yes. I went over the file last night.
With an open verdict from the coroner's jury, it's up to us. How do you see the case, Richard? Just plain accident, manslaughter, or what?
The way the husband was killed? Could have been murder, too.
Yes, I know. But the murder line's pretty vague. It'll take some proving.
Well, I've only got the transcript to go by right now, Mr. Demery. I don't want to overlook anything. Of course, if you want to let it go...
Oh, you look into some more. I just don't want you to bite off more than you can chew.
I never do that, Mr. Demery. Who's the lawyer?
Justin is his name. He's out in Chicago. Friend of his, I think. Don't know much about him.
Justin? Ray Justin?
You know him?
I might. I knew a Ray Justin once. In law school.
All right, Virginia. I'm leaving this Rice girl up to you. You're my age. If there's anything to it at all, I know you'll find it.
I'll make sure, Mr. Demery. I'll see her first thing in the morning. I felt better talking to Mr. Demery. Leaving the whole case in my hands. He didn't do that with everyone. It was a compliment. And as Carolyn Wright, there'd be a lot of publicity on this one. She was social, registering close to it. I've seen her pictures in the place, and the wedding picture they'd use. She was pretty. The husband was dead. She backed the car into him. They'd been at a party, drinking. They'd argued. Accident, manslaughter, murder. It was my job to think the worst about her. Don't you see? I had to make sure. The next morning, I went to the jail, and I remember wondering about her attorney. It was the same Ray Justin I knew in school.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking for someone in one of these interrogation rooms.
Quite all right.
I'm an attorney.
So am I.
Oh, maybe you can help. I'm looking for an assistant DA, a character named Slade. They told me...
I'm Virginia Slade. Mr. Justin.
Huh? Oh, excuse me. I thought Slade'd be a man. Well, wait a minute. Don't I know you?
Yes, a long time ago. Law school.
Slade. Sure, Virginia Slade. The glasses fooled me. What do you know?
You really remember me?
Why, sure. Sirius Slade. That's what we used to call you. You didn't know it, though, did you?
Yes, I knew it.
Hey, wait a minute. I almost forgot. We'll finish reminiscing later. First, I'm going to roast your hide.
Why?
Well, my client, Carolyn Rice. You people seem to be trying to make something out of an unfortunate accident.
No, not if there isn't anything. It's open to question, though, if she's criminally responsible. I've gone over it quite carefully.
Well, you're going to have to make a charge. What do you think you can charge her with?
District Attorney wants me to look into it, that's all. You're not afraid to have me talk to her, are you?
No, of course not. She's already gone through enough, don't you think?
Yes, I'm sure she has. They always do.
Okay, I'm not going to argue. I don't have to, because there's nothing... Oh, Carolyn, come on in. You look lovely, dear. How are you?
Fine, Ray. I do. Under the circumstances.
Here, sit down. Here. This is Virginia Slade.
How do you do, Mrs. Rice? I'm the assistant district attorney.
Turns out the DA's a woman and an old friend, a classmate.
All right, Mrs. Rice, shall we talk? I've done so much talking, Miss Slade. I hope Mr. Justin's here. He won't let you say anything wrong, I'm sure.
Wrong? What do you mean? Ray...
Oh, it's just professional patter, Carol. There's nothing to worry about.
These questions are because most of your answers at the coroner's inquest were incomplete, or I don't know.
I told them all I remembered, honestly.
You remember quarreling with your husband?
Yes. He'd been drinking, made sort of a fool of himself, and I wanted to go home.
I see. And you left the party and went to the car. Other guests established the time at 11:15.
Yes, I guess that's right. Please don't make me go through it again.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Rice, but it's for your benefit if you can.
I'll try, Carol. Just once more and that'll be it.
Your husband was killed at 11:45. You got in the car at 11:15, so you just sat in the car a half hour.
Yes, I guess I did.
You were drunk? You were sobering up?
No. No, I just had one drink. I don't like.
But you sat in the car and waited for a half hour.
Yes. I was disturbed about quarreling with Celia. I didn't feel I could drive. I guess I sat there trying to get a hold of myself.
Mrs. Rice, did you love your husband?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wait a minute, Virginia. I don't think that...
I'm just trying to get answers, Mr. Justin. I'm trying to find out what happened. No one saw it. No one really knows what happened but Mrs. Rice.
But I don't know. I don't...
Now, look, Virginia, please.
I'm trying to help Mrs. Rice remember. You remember it, don't you, Mrs. Rice?
I didn't see him. I couldn't.
You remember. You were sitting there in the car waiting. You waited for him to come out. You were angry.
I don't know.
You said you were disturbed. You were angry.
No, I was only...
You sat there and waited for him to come out. You watched him. You watched him come toward the car.
I didn't see.
He stepped off the curb and he was walking toward the back of the car. Remember? You waited. You watched him in the mirror and waited. Then you jammed the car in reverse and deliberately stepped on the gas hard.
No! Oh, no, I didn't see him.
Wait a
I
minute,
didn't...
Miss Tia. You're not going to get anything this way.
Is there something to get? That's just what I want to know. A lawyer all the way from Chicago? This town is full of lawyers. If it was an accident, why a lawyer all the way from Chicago, pretty Mrs. Wright?
Don't answer, Carol. That's enough. All right, Miss Slade. We want to be helpful, but you're trying to make a crime out of a tragedy. Don't you have enough legitimate crimes in this city?
We want to get the facts, Justin. My job, you know that.
You've got all the facts. Carol's telling the truth. It was an accident. There was no intent, and you won't find it.
We'll see, Mr. Justin. We'll see.
You are listening to Kathy and Elliot Lewis on stage. Tonight's play, In Deep. There's no advance word about what to expect when you meet Millie this Thursday night, but this much is certain. There'll be fun when Millie Bronson, played by Elena Verdugo, and her more or less mad mama embark on another excursion into life's problems. Millie's slow-motion romance, Alfred Prince Nettles' poetry, Mama's figure, Mr. Boone's temper, almost anything can start the fun go-round when you meet Millie Thursday night on CBS Radio.
I didn't know what happened to me. The words just poured out of my mouth automatically. I couldn't help myself.
You know why, Virginia?
I guess because I'm a lawyer, I don't have anything else except the law. I've trained myself to think like that. I couldn't stop. I had to find out about Mrs. Rice. It was routine.
It was routine. That was the only reason?
Yes. What other reason would I have?
All right, Virginia. Go on. What happened next?
Ray Justin, he remembered me. I wasn't noticeable in school. I kept to myself. I was too busy for parties. He remembered me. I didn't want to make him angry. It was just my way of handling Mrs. Rice, but I couldn't tell him then. I threatened her with a felony, and I had to follow it through. Ray, but I don't have any free time this week.
Free after hours? How about dinner?
All right. You don't mind.
Do my best work over dinner. You'll have to name the place. I don't know your town. The hotel's lousy.
I'm a fair cook. How about my place?
Well, tonight?
All right. It's 604 74th Place, apartment 12. 8 o'clock?
Fine.
More coffee?
Yes, thanks. Your coffee's very good, by the way. You know, these pictures of the annual, it's hard to believe any of us ever looked like that. Eagerness. All bucking for the Supreme Court. But the rest of your books, they look like they're all law.
Yes, all law. I work a lot at home. Shall we get to it, Ray? What did you want to talk about?
Yesterday at the jail with Carolyn, I'm not complaining, but I did think you jumped on pretty hard.
No offense. It's just in habit, I guess.
You've done pretty well for yourself since those pictures in the book.
I just practiced what I was taught, that's all.
And you've charged Carol with second-degree murder.
That's right. That's the evaluation.
You know, you're wrong. It doesn't make sense. Even manslaughter.
Anyone can be wrong. That's why we have courts.
Look, let's get out of the courtroom, shall we? I've nosed around town. I know you're good. Let's talk to each other.
Fine with me. You and Mrs. Rice are friends, aren't you?
Well, her husband, Jerry, and I are in the war together. I was best man at their wedding. We kept in touch. So, yes, I know Carolyn pretty well. She loves Jerry. And I know she'd never get mad enough to kill anybody. It was an accident.
The coroner's jury wasn't sure, either way. Mrs. Rice wasn't very good looking for herself.
Because she was upset. If you'd... Well, if you'd lost a husband that way, wouldn't you be?
Sorry, I wouldn't know.
I didn't come here to bargain. You can try to make something out of that coroner's verdict if you want to. There are no witnesses. You'll have a tough time proving intent because there isn't any. I was hoping you'd understand what kind of a girl Carolyn really is.
You don't have to eulogize her. I understand.
What do you
mean? I mean, you're her attorney. Her friend. Naturally, you believe in her. The French attorney always believes in innocence.
And the prosecutor always believes in guilt, isn't it?
No. A prosecutor upholds the law, and the law is impartial.
That's one way of looking at it, but a little machine-like, isn't it, when you're dealing with people?
Yes. The only way you can do the job.
Then you're going ahead with this crazy prosecution?
Not me, Ray. It's the law.
Okay. But you're wrong.
You're leaving?
Sure. You've made me a lot of work in case you get past the preliminary hearing on circumstantial evidence.
Wait, isn't there... I mean...
Something else to talk about?
No, I guess there isn't. Except that outside of business, it's nice to see you, Ray.
Outside of business, it's been fun. Good night, old serious lady.
It's a question of the law, that's all. The law doesn't change because someone's nice or pretty. I've seen the worst kind of murderer look like an angel. Ray knows that. A person can be one thing all his life and change in a second. The law is reason, not emotion. He was basing it all on emotion.
Look at Dorothy.
Yes. He shouldn't have done that. He bothered me.
Was it natural for him to feel that way?
I don't know. I haven't seen Ray. I haven't seen anybody like that. In a long time. I always had so much work. I didn't want to talk law. I wanted to talk about other things, but I got mad and I couldn't.
Why?
He said I was wrong. He said I didn't have a case against Mrs. Rice, but I did. You can't tell a person is innocent by looking at them. They'd argued and she'd killed her husband. I could put together a case. I knew I could. I had a continual headache. It made it hard to work. But I found my way.
You okay if I polish the car while we talk, Miss Slade? Got to drive to Rockwell's in an hour.
Just two questions, Mr. Reese. How long has he chauffeured the Rockwell?
2 years.
You drove them to the party that evening, waited in the car?
Yes, ma'am. I was in a car. The vice car was parked across the street.
All I want to know is what you saw.
Well, I was sitting there reading and saw Mrs. Rice come out and get in her car. And well, that's funny, quitting the party this soon. She started the car, moved it a bit, and then stopped. And I didn't know what she was doing. I looked at her now and then. She started the car again. She sat there.
Did she touch anything? The rear view mirror, did she adjust her door?
Yeah. I think maybe she did.
And she seemed upset. She wasn't normal, natural.
She was across the street. Yeah, I guess so.
Then you saw Mr. Rice coming toward the car.
Yeah. I heard him stumble and wheezing, but nothing bad. Just looked down at my newspaper for a second, and whammo. Everybody else came outside, and Mrs. Rice went all to pieces. Pretty face of hers all crisp.
Would be easy with the chauffeur as a witness. That's all I needed. He'd seen it happen, seen what Mrs. Rice conveniently couldn't remember. I wasn't wrong about her. She was emotional. I knew her kind. I could get her to admit she meant to do it at the trial. Even if it had been in her mind just 1 second. One vicious, unreasonable second of only wanting to hurt him, it was murder. I should have felt fine. Nothing to worry about. But I was. Somehow I was worried. And the day of the hearing, that morning, we were waiting for the judge, and Ray came over to my table.
Hi, Miss Greene.
Hello, Ray.
What a briefcase for your evidence. You really believe you can make this murder charge fit, don't you?
No, after the hearing.
Wish I knew your reason for doing this.
It's not my reason, I told you. I'm just the prosecutor. It's not me. It's the law.
It was an accident for you. Carolyn and Jerry were a happy and normal couple. You don't believe accidents happen, do you?
You don't understand. It's not me. It's not me.
You don't mean to upset you.
I'm not upset. I've got a case against him. He deserves... I've got a case.
Impartial law? I don't see how it's possible. You got something against Carolyn?
No. Just another case. I don't even know her.
She's sitting right over there. Look at her, Virginia. You haven't looked at her once since you came in. I don't think you've really ever looked at Carol.
I have.
Look again. You've been prosecuting long enough to know people. There's no murder in this, Miss B.A., not even manslaughter. No matter what flimsy evidence you've dug up or what you'll try to read into it, look at her.
I've seen her.
Can't you look at her now? What is it?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. There can't be. There can't be.
All right. His Honor, J.J. Williams.
Is the district attorney ready to present evidence?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor, I... Yes.
Are you all right, Counselor?
Yes, Your Honor, it's nothing. If it please court, the state has...
Just a moment, please. At the other table there, you are Mrs. Wright?
Yes, Your Honor. Carolyn Wright.
Thank you. All right, Counselor, proceed.
If it please the court, the state looks...
Miss Slade, is there anything wrong?
The state will present evidence against Carolyn Wright at this hearing. Evidence of... I can't!
Julia, why couldn't you go on with it? Why?
I wanted to hurt her. I wasn't being a lawyer. I was only trying to hurt her.
Why? Think, Virginia, why?
I was just pretty. She was pretty. She was born pretty. I made her life easy. She could get a lawyer all the way from Chicago because she was pretty. I was wrong from the beginning. Oh, I'm being honest about the law's all I have.
The lady says to him, that moment at the hearing when you realized what you were really doing, that you could be like that. You shut it out of your mind, but you still have to.
Yes. I was...
You couldn't continue if you were sick, could you? So you got goodness for it. A part of you recognized that the basis for your antagonism toward Carolyn was that she was pretty and you couldn't face knowing her. So to protect yourself, you got goodness for it so that you wouldn't have to go out with it. You can see that now. Can't you, Virginia?
Yes.
Yes. Now you'll get well. Rest, Virginia. Lots of rest. And you'll get well.
Hi, Mr. Yale. They told me you were out on the terrace. How's the sanitarium treating you?
Just fine, Ray. Nice of you to come back.
Flying back to Chicago today. I wanted to say goodbye.
How's Mrs. Wright?
Coming along fine. Just like you.
I'm glad. I'd like to tell her how sorry.
Don't worry about it, everything's fine. When are they going to let you go back to work?
2 more weeks, they said. I've resigned from the DA's office.
Oh?
Yes, I'm going to set up an office of my own. Try your side. Thanks.
You'll make a good one. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks. I hope we'll see each other again.
Sure, I'll be back. You know, you cook a good dinner.
Got a confession.
Hmm?
I had it sent in. But I'm going to learn how to cook. I'll cook myself next time.
Well, hey, the time, just an hour to catch my plane. You get well now, Virginia. I'll see you soon.
Goodbye, Ray. I'll be looking for you.
I'll be back.
And Elliot Lewis on stage. In a moment, Mr. and Mrs. Lewis will tell you about next week's play. Going to be home tomorrow during the day, here are two things to do about it. Enjoy Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys and Art Linkletter's house party, both on CBS Radio. They're yours Monday through Friday in the daytime over most of these same stations. Star daytime attractions at the Star's address. And now once again, Kathy and Elliot Lewis.
Our thanks tonight to Richard Chandley for his story, Skin Deep.
Janet Waldo, who is Corliss Archer to most of you, was kind enough to join us tonight and played Carolyn.
Broadway's My Beat supplied us with Danny Clover when Larry Thor came by to play the DA, Mr. Demery.
Herb Butterfield returned to our company to play my doctor tonight.
Herbert Rawlinson, whose fan club everyone is a member of, was the judge, and Paul Free played the chauffeur.
Next week is very special for us because we will celebrate with all of you our 10th wedding anniversary.
And to help us, Ray Noble will be our guest in order that we might present for ourselves and all of you our happy anniversary album.
Until next week, then, thank you for listening. Good night.
Good night.
Music for tonight's story was composed and conducted by Fred Steiner. The Kathy and Elliot theme is by Ray Noble, and the program is transcribed and directed by Mr. Lewis. George Walsh speaking. And remember, listen while you work and join Ma Perkins every Monday through Friday in the daytime on the CBS Radio Network.